This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. There's a new state law about cell phones in school. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The bill doesn't mandate a statewide ban of phones in classrooms. Rather, it requires school districts to develop their own policies, spelling out how and when students can use phones during the school day. Districts must adopt policies by July 2026. Educators say phones are big distractions in the classroom and take a mental and emotional toll on students. Research shows that cell phones in class have negative effects on performance, and excessive cell phone use is connected with higher levels of depression and anxiety. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
State lawmakers dropped an effort Friday to override the governor's veto of a bill giving governments more time to respond to open records requests. The bill would have extended response deadlines for everyone except journalists. State Senator Kathy Kipp of Fort Collins sponsored the bill. She says she'll work with critics of the bill on a new version.
We decided that it was better to seek common ground than to, frankly, make people take a vote. That makes them look non-transparent.
Governor Polis says he vetoed the measure because he supports more transparency and he doesn't want to treat people differently when it comes to fulfilling records requests. Colorado's pro basketball and hockey teams both hope to make the second round of their playoffs today. The Denver Nuggets are back at home hosting the LA Clippers at 5:30. The Colorado Avalanche are in Dallas for a game that starts at 6. Tonight's winners move on in their postseasons. For the losers, their season is over. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.